Brian Sawyer.
Brian Sawyer.
Sawyer, okay.
I don't know who the other one was. Maybe.
You ready?
Yep. It's 1 o'clock. We'll call the regular town board meeting for the town elected plan of order on June 3rd. Members of the board are present with the exception of Supervisor Meyer. The media has been notified. Please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have actually two meetings that are going to be going on here. So the first one is approval of the agenda. It was for the board of review at 1 o'clock, not the regular town board meeting. So item number five, motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
I'll second. Motion been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Motion carried. Due to the fact the assessment role is not completed at this time, it is anticipated that the board of review will be adjourned until September 15th.
16th.
16th? I got my other bad glasses.
Okay.
September 16th, 2020, at 9 a.m. A notice will be published and posted prior to that time to confirm the meeting. We need a motion to adjourn the board of review to a later date. I'll second. Motion been made and seconded to adjourn the board of review to a later date. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Motion carried. Now we'll call the regular town board meeting for the town elected plan of order at 1:05 on July 3rd, 2020. Members of the board are present. Media has been notified. We need a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor? Aye. Motion carried. Approval of the vouchers in the general fund 24431 to the 52431 to 52456. And of the ambulance fund 1831 to 1833.
So I'll move to approve both those.
I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to approve the vouchers. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the May 15th special town board meeting. Norm?
Get me ask a question or?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Regarding the minutes for the May 15th meeting, that didn't begin at 10 o'clock, did it?
What was the time set on that one, Nancy? Or was that one that we did it?
I think it was 11.
11.
And that's the only reason I ask. Otherwise, you met for an hour.
It was 11 o'clock.
You met for an hour and 15 minutes, and I don't think that's the case. And then related to that, evidently that was posted the morning before.
Correct.
Okay. One of the difficulties with that is that anybody who's in the community is not aware that that meeting was even called unless that afternoon they happened to come by here or go to the post office or someplace. And I'm just raising that as a concern.
Okay, yeah.
We
made sure they were properly posted by
state. That I know. It was all properly posted, et cetera. But given the fact the town hall's closed, everything else was shut down, anybody in the community who would like to have attended that meeting would only be aware of it had they happened that afternoon to be in one of those locations where it's posted. Okay. And that creates difficulties for those who would like to attend such meetings.
Okay. I do have a comment on that also, Matt.
Yep.
I guess I really rely on the internet for a lot of my notifications. Mm-hmm. I would ask that the town, try to get everything on the internet.
We'll try to get those postings on the internet. Sometimes, you know, Donna takes care of the internet postings that we have. And if these things come in after she's gone or she's gone for the day for some reason, then they may not get on there, but we'll make an attempt if we... I don't like calling 24-hour meetings. We do them because we have to. In this case, it was due to the safer at home resolutions. Normally, we'll have the normal posting, you know, on the website. Nancy generally sends the agenda to the newspapers on Thursday for the following Wednesday meeting. But if we do, for some reason, have one of those short notice meetings, we'll try to make sure we get it on the webpage.
Well, I'm not talking about just short notice. I'm, I guess, asking about all meetings.
Don't we usually get them on there, Dan? Yeah.
Well, there's a few times I've called up about it and it hadn't been posted yet.
No. It depends on when Donna gets it on there. You know, I think the agenda, we finish it up on Thursdays. So if it gets on there Friday, it might not be till Monday, but she posts them on the webpage.
Okay, in reference to the May 22nd meeting, which that did not...
Well, when we get to that, you can ask that question. Because right now, we're on the May 15th.
And I have just a correction on the May 15th on the discussion.
Okay.
It's actually the tribal shelter at home.
Home.
Not safer.
Okay, shelter?
Yeah, shelter.
Shelter.
Okay, I'll fix that. Okay.
All right, we... Yeah, with those two corrections, is there a motion to approve those minutes?
Some.
I'll second. Motion's been made and seconded to approve the minutes on May 15th, 2020, special town board meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the May 20th, 2020, regular town board meeting.
I'm up for approval.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the May 2020 regular town board meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the May 22nd, 2020, special town board meeting. Okay, Bill, you had a question on that?
Yes, and I did. I was kind of really shocked when I heard that we had the meeting for the special meeting for the blacktop bids. The first question I have on that, what was so special that it had to be called at the drop of a hat?
Gloria was unable to attend for personal reasons. The contractors involved, we want to let them know as soon as possible so they can get into their schedules and we don't wind up late in the year.
Well, I guess I don't buy that excuse.
Well, the bids were here.
And they were open, were they not?
No.
No.
Not
at the first meeting when Gloria wasn't here.
Not on the 20th.
We didn't open the bids.
I wouldn't have opened them because...
I'm unable to participate in any of that.
So I requested, because we had it on the agenda, that we do it as soon as possible so that the contractors that were here that day weren't able to partake in it, and I said we wouldn't string it out.
Okay, the only part I heard, Chris, was that you wouldn't accept any more other bids, but...
Right.
In reference to that, I guess when I started investigating it, you know, again, we're back to putting it online with the town.
Correct.
The Lakeland Times made it here and were notified, but yet we didn't have time to put it online.
That goes out with Nancy's notices with postings around town, and they automatically get it, being that there are designated newspapers.
Well,
Donna didn't get it on because her husband was having chemotherapy that day, so she couldn't hear. She wasn't here that Friday.
Sometimes people run into personal issues where they're unable to get things.
And it's also sent to the tribe.
Yeah.
I go library, grocery store, tribe, both places at the tribe.
But Bill's raising a very legitimate issue again. The only way he or others would know about that meeting would be if every afternoon they run over to one of those places and check, or religiously call over here every afternoon to find out if there's a special meeting. And
I believe that's all that's required of us.
I'm not challenging whether it's legal or otherwise. The spirit of the law is to make the meetings available to the public.
Let me tell you, there is nothing going on here that we're trying to do without everybody being aware of it.
Chris, nobody is accusing, we're just asking, I don't think we're asking too much.
We can attempt to get every meeting notice onto the internet or onto our website as soon as possible, if it's possible, when Donna's here.
Can I make just a generalized comment too?
Yes.
In the spirit of the law, I agree with what you're saying. In today's society, we should be more technically advanced than what we are. We're willing to improve that, and I think you're right, it needs to be on the internet. However, you can only do with what you have with the resources that we currently have. But to go another step further, which could be an agenda item whenever, is in order for the public to truly make this a town board meeting, we need to look at evening meetings. Not all the time, but some evening meetings. And, I mean, you can make this what you want. You can pack it, and it's usually typically only based on the subject, on the agenda item, or not. And so if we're really going to look at getting the public's input, which I truly believe in, we need to look at a variance of when we meet.
I can look into that. Okay?
I just have a question. I know when I attended county board committee meetings, Jay Verhol sends around a sheet saying you want to be notified via email when the next meetings are. Could that even be a consideration that?
And that's.
I don't have time for that.
Okay.
They're probably posted.
We'll try to get as much information out in as timely fashion as we can with, like Gloria said, the resources we have, so.
I mean, I'm supportive of it. I really am.
Well, I don't have any problems. It's just that when you know, some of these meetings, we're having them at 11 o'clock the next day, and I'll call Nancy and say, this needs to be up and posted in place by 10 o'clock the day before, because they're important, fast meetings that the board needs to meet on. Otherwise, I prefer to have ours set at the regular scheduled, you know, first and third Wednesday of the month at a regular time, and we can look at changing some times, but I don't like holding all kinds of special meetings, because then people get upset that, well, I didn't know about it, I couldn't make it, I didn't plan it, I was out of town. So, you know, we'll try to make everybody as happy as they can be.
On that same subject, Matt, you know, I noticed on the Northeast bid, you know, I'm questioning why the meeting had to be called. Why couldn't it have been held today? Because there were, on their bid, that they were holding their price till it would have been after today's meeting.
Again, Chris had asked that we do it as soon as possible.
Was this out of respect to the actual contractor?
The contractor's bill. You were in the business. You know that things fill up fast, especially in our construction season up here. Yours is a little bit different. But, you know, a matter of 2 weeks sometimes can put you back 2 months.
I don't agree with it in this instance, but yes, it does happen. But in this instance, I don't think it required a drop of the hat meeting like you did.
I guess what I did was I noticed a meeting as the board had directed me to.
So be it.
So if you want to holler at somebody, it'd be me, because I'm the guy who suggested it.
And the starting time is incorrect.
Well, and it was due to, I was out on the 20th for a family funeral.
Yeah.
And I won't apologize for that.
Yeah.
I am sorry that I missed such an important meeting, but I took a priority.
Yeah,
no one's questioning that. There's no problem with that.
Okay.
The starting time, though, Matt, you have at 11 o'clock, ending at 10:12.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, on the 22nd.
Okay, then we have
article. Yeah, on what date was that one?
That's on the 22nd. Should be 11:12.
Yeah.
Okay, is there a motion to approve the minutes of the May 22nd meeting with the...
I do have one more question. I don't know if it should come up under that or under the public comment agenda.
We can take it under public comment as part. Is there a motion to approve those minutes with the correction?
So
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Motion made in second, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Treasurer's report.
Nothing too much happening. We're getting roughly $2,000 a week from the transfer station. Looks like a lot of people are doing a lot of cleaning. So therefore, in the regular account, we have $818,095.44. And in the ambulance account, we have $462,255.96.
I'll move to approve the treasurer's report.
Second.
Motion been made in second to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Public comment, Bill? On agenda items.
I went back and I looked at the bids for the blacktopping, and I guess I was kind of astonished when I saw Northeast Asphalt bid compared to Pitlick and Wicks. But I was surprised to see such a difference in the bids. I'm fully aware you have to make money on a project, you aren't going to be a business, which has nothing to do with where I'm going with this. I was looking at the cost to tar and chip versus doing what appears to me a blacktop project.
Mm-hmm.
And on it, to me, it looks like the town would have been money ahead to look at doing another blacktop job and cutting out one of their tar and chip for the cost and the return of what you're getting out of the project. An overall increase to get a 24-foot road of 30% over a tar and chip over life of road. I thought that without looking into it further that the town possibly would have been further ahead to doing a complete blacktop job on a road rather than not knowing the roads either.
Yeah, well, that's the main thing and the criteria on this. If you look at Winifred Lane and you look at Amick Lake Lane, Winifred has, I think, four houses on it. Amick Lake, there might be four or five at the end of that. You are actually, I guess you could compare Amick Lake to Circle Drive if that's what you want to do, a 0.63 miles versus a 0.53 miles. You save $30,000. Over time, you can start doing an awful lot of mileage additional by doing the tar and chip on low volume roads, and it pays for itself in the long run.
What does now?
If you take a road that only has four houses on it for a half a mile versus a road that has 20 houses on it for a half a mile, you know, you got to look at the load that road is taking, where the asphalt, you know, is more rigid, lasts probably 30% longer.
I understand that, yeah.
So, you know, it's the economy, let's call it economy of scale, the numbers of people that are living there. A lot of these roads that we have that are tar and chipped now used to be gravel. The only reason why we tarred and chipped them is because then the maintenance is so much longer. Well, you don't have to grade them two, three, four times a year.
I understand, you know, that aspect of it, but your tar and chip, I guess what I'm getting at is the cost of tar and chip per lineal foot, to me, is so much higher cost-wise than doing a complete rebuild of the road.
Yeah, and these tar and chips normally aren't that expensive. These ones, PETA decided to pulverize, add gravel, and then tar and chip. Generally, your tar and chips, they'll just do the tar and chip surface. They don't need all the pulverizing or the graveling work and that type of thing. These are a little bit out of the norm, you know, ordinary in terms of what a road surfacing would be if you didn't have to do the additional.
Okay, was there, if that we're back to what you were just saying about the load on the road, so is it justify the cost to do the pulverizing first and the tar and chip over just doing it over the existing that was there?
Yeah, the road's out of shape and it's shot. You know, you have to look at the road too then and see what kind of shape it's in. You can't just go and tar and chip a road, it doesn't fill. You know, you can't use that material as a fill material, it's a surface material. So it's not, you can't do the same, you can't do it with asphalt either, you can't use it as a filler.
Well, asphalt, we're talking about a completely different...
Exactly, but it's kind of the same, it's the same theory.
Okay.
All right.
But isn't one of these two where you're getting money back on?
Yeah, and one of them we're getting money back on actually through the TRIP program, which is Amic Lake Road.
TRIP or...
It's LRIP.
Or LRIP, excuse me.
Used to be TRIP, now it's LRIP.
Item number 11, discussion possible action, Thunderbird Lane Road Repairs, other road repair. Gloria had asked that this be placed on the agenda. Thunderbird Lane off of Thoroughfare really did fall apart this last spring. With the bids that we had this year and with the LRIP funding that we got this year, we still have, I think it's Nancy, what, approximately $100,000 that would be in the...
Yeah, did we get...
$200,000 in the budget, we had $60,000 in LRIP, and our bids came to like $160,000. So we have some money left.
I don't know when you actually get that LRIP money.
Once the job's completed.
That's right.
So we have money left in the road reconstruction budget, and Thunderbird Lane would be a good one to possibly look at. Pete did have some other places of concern, and it's more or less patching areas. One 300-foot stretch on East Boundary, 175-foot stretch on North Bolton, and then a 200 and a 300-foot stretch on Florshine. And then Thunderbird is 1,918 feet by 18 feet wide. It's currently chip sealed. With the amount of holes on there, it might not be a bad idea to maybe bid it both ways, asphalt or chip, re-chip, and see how they come out. I don't know, it's up to you guys.
Question. If it kind of fell apart this spring, why didn't Pete have it on the original road repair?
It's not as bad as some of the other ones that we were doing.
Well, even so, why wasn't it included?
We could fix it with some gravel and grading work on it to fix the bad spots. You have to look at the road. There's a section that's probably about 200 feet long that's blown out. There's another section that's 50 feet long that's blown out. And all of this is throughout the entire road. It's not the whole road. Parts of it are actually in pretty good shape. So it was something that we could maintain yet this year and possibly look at next year. But since we have the money that's still in the budget that could potentially cover it.
And you had some homeowners.
Yeah, and there were some homeowners out there that said it was bad, and I went out there and looked at it. It had been a while since I'd been on Thunderbird. I usually leave the road inspections up to the crew.
So it was somewhat complaint driven.
Yeah, somewhat complaint driven.
Well, back to my original question is why we didn't include it in the original looking at roads for repair.
Pete included the roads in there that were in the worst shape that we had that we could potentially look at repairing and fixing and repairing.
Sounds like with the complaints you've had that this should have been in there.
We had complaints on the rest of them.
Maybe in the future Pete could do like a timeline or a priority.
Yeah.
You know, give us 10 roads.
He actually has something, like he keeps it down in the shop, you know, these are the ones that are getting bad. And then every spring, he looks at them after breakup and says, you know, he'll start shifting around. He has that, you know, they keep track of it. He talks to Barney and he talks to Tom and said, you know, which ones do you guys got that are getting bad? They'll give their list, so. We don't have a lot of real bad roads in this town. We've been keeping up with it.
Is Thunderbird Lane a road that's in question with the tribe?
No.
For ownership?
No.
Okay.
It was on the original letter, one of the 45 or so.
Yeah, but it's not one of those that they last sent us and said that they're, you know, this is our ownership, so.
So are you thinking of doing the whole road?
Up to the board.
Or patch it?
It's up to the board.
I haven't looked at it. I should take a drive and look at it. You take a drive and look at it?
I looked at it last week.
I've been on that road years back and it wasn't so good, okay?
Yeah.
So I know it hasn't gotten any better.
I guess my recommendation for just my two cents in it is if you're gonna do it, maybe consider doing, just doing the whole thing. Because what you'll have is you'll have a new section and an old section, and next thing you know, the old sections are falling apart because they're older, they're weaker.
Right.
If you're going to do it, you might be money and time ahead by just doing the whole thing.
Right.
How old is the road, Matt?
Oh, God, that one was, Francis chipped that.
So it's just tar and chip?
Yeah, it's tar and chip now. Francis chipped that probably 30 years ago.
So is your suggestion that you're going to tar and chip it again, or the?
I don't know, that's up to the board. If they wanna tar and chip again, we can bid it that way. Or we could also bid it for paving with asphalt. You can do it both ways.
I guess from what I have got here, according to your previous bid, you know, you're talking about $26 a lineal foot to do a complete asphalt road. I know I didn't know.
This one is a little bit under a half a mile when we did.
Circle is a little over a half.
Circle is a little over a half, and that one came in at.
$87,000.
$87,000, so, you know, there potentially is money in the budget to do it either way.
I mean, to me, logic would say you're talking about having money left over even if you asphalt it.
Well, and there are 20 homes down there. So it has gotten to be a high-volume road.
Well, I would totally agree. You know, if the road has been that bad, like you mentioned, Chris, from years ago driving on it, I'm gonna say that this should have been on the list to begin with.
Well, it's not as bad as Winifred and Emmett.
Well.
So, I guess.
I'd make the recommendation to bid it both ways, see what comes in it.
Right, I would strongly urge that also.
Okay.
And then at that time, they'll give Gloria and I enough time to go.
You go take a look at it. Motion been made and seconded to solicit bids for Thunderbird Lane, both as chip seal and as asphalt paving. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
And then on another thought is, because we know there's probably gonna be some money left over, then we'll go ahead and maybe, let's go ahead and expend that budget line this year and try to get as much done as we can. So if we can put Pete on.
Some other.
On notice.
Yep.
That there's probably gonna be some money left here, and let's go ahead and do it.
Get some of those other ones.
So there's another comment on that, that if you're going to take two quotes on it, there's no doubt, if you're gonna go strictly dollars and cents, There's no doubt the tar and chip is going to come through less.
We understand that.
Oh, yeah. It always does.
Are you looking at that, or are you looking at the longevity of the project?
It's the...
Looking at the longevity. There's too many houses out there in my mind.
The two materials are...
To put a Band-Aid on it.
Yeah. The two materials are designed that way, that tar and chip is cheaper than asphalt paving.
Inexpensive, less expensive.
Cheaper.
Less expensive.
And there was a lot of construction that went on that road over this timeframe, too, you know? I mean, you got a lot of heavy trucks, and you had,
Beats them up. Item number 12, discussion possible action, approval of the retail liquor license transfer from smoke shop to county market location. This is for the tribe.
That's just a clerical thing, correct? I mean, that's not a...
Correct.
I'll make a motion for approval.
Just nature approval.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the transfer. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Discussion possible action, LDF resolution safer at home extension. I had a call again from George Thompson last week where the tribe had extended their safer at home...
Shelter?
Shelter at home.
I don't know where I'm getting safer at the time.
That was the governor.
Safe shelter.
That was the governor?
They have extended it to June 17th. And again, they had asked that the town look at that with some type of concurrent agreement with it. From what I can see, at least, it looks like things are kind of on the downslide for this little virus we have.
Gloria, do you know when they're going to open the casino?
They're looking at the 17th. I'm not in the loop on that, but as far as I know, they're looking at the 17th.
Which would make sense, you know, the expiration.
And the employees will be going back to work that day, too?
Curfew, with the curfew being in effect, there's just a whole lot of moving parts. And I know the casino, I believe, was prepared to open on the 1st, but because of the uncertainty of the virus, the tribal council said, you know what, we're not comfortable with that right now. We'll shoot for the 17th.
Which might not all be a bad idea. Is there a motion to...
Continue
with our concurrent agreement on the tribe's resolution?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by say aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Need a motion to adjourn at 1:37.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to adjourn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Thank you for coming on this beautiful sunny summer day.
Cool. I'm on the air, right?